Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, September 12th. I'm Mark Daniels. Packers back out on the practice field on Wednesday as they begin their preparations in earnest for the home opener against the Washington Redskins at Lambeau Field on Sunday. But head coach Mike McCarthy dealing with some more injury issues on the offensive line. Josh Sitton's back tightened up on the long trip to and from San Francisco, and Mike McCarthy says he sat out practice.
Talking with Josh today, I didn't realize it started bothering on a long flight out there, so... He's made progress from yesterday to today. We really don't have a handle on it yet.
Don Barkley took the reps at left guard, and that meant Marshall Newhouse stepped into the right tackle position, a job he lost to Barkley, but Marshall says, hey, only say the word, and I'll be ready.
Everybody wants to start. You know, it's just the way we're wired. To not start is, you know, it's disappointing. He beat me out. He's playing well. But that doesn't mean that I won't be ready if my number is called, regardless of where the position is. So I'm approaching it as that. I approach it as a starter. Max already said that he sees me as a starter, and I know my skills are on par with starting in the NFL. So I'll be ready.
Mike McCarthy also says tight end JerMichael Finley did not go on Wednesday.
JerMichael Finley has a toe. Obviously did not practice today. I think he'd be hard pressed to practice tomorrow. So we'll see what Friday looks like.
Finley says he injured the toe in the first quarter against the 49ers.
The first drag route I had, Willis fell on my he fell on my heel. All my toes like dorsiflexed, and from there. Felt it during the game, the course of the game, but I mean, adrenaline and rush, and wanted to be out there, so I didn't really say nothing to after the game.
Well, at least there was some encouraging news on the medical front. For McCarthy says safety Morgan Burnett returned, at least on a limited basis.
Morgan Burnett's, as far as his chance to play in the game, I don't know yet. So he was limited today. Did some individual work, and we'll just it'll probably take the full week to find out.
Burnett missed the 49er game with that hamstring injury. Packers secondary missed him badly as they gave up 412 passing yards to Colin Kaepernick. And now here comes RG3, Robert Griffin III, and the Redskins coming to Lambeau on Sunday. Although Griffin, coming off that knee surgery in the offseason, had a rough start to his campaign Monday night against the Eagles.
No, I just think we were sloppy as an offense, and you know, we made our coaches look bad on a national stage, and that's not the way, you know, this organization's run. It's not the way we run as an offense, and we'll clean that up, and we got to do that this Sunday.
Griffin, the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year last year, now wearing a brace on that knee to protect it, but will he be any less hesitant as a runner?
No, I mean, like I said, I feel good. You got to trust your preparation. You trust your foundation. You know, I put the work in during the off season to make sure that I was okay coming into the season. And that's what you trust. And you trust God that he'll protect you, and you go out and you play fearless.
Packers and Redskins at high noon Sunday from Lambeau Field. Week 2 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night in Foxborough as the New England Patriots take on the New York Jets. Jets 1-0 after an 18-17 win over Tampa Bay. Patriots had to rally late to beat the Buffalo Bills 23-21. Tom Brady on a second straight division game to open the season.
It's always a great game playing the Jets. It's been a great rivalry since I got here, and I'm sure it'll be another great game. So we play them on a short week. There's a lot to prepare for. We're going to need to be on our game. We're going to have to be better than we were last week.
Jets may be without Mark Sanchez, not only tonight, but for the rest of the season. There are reports that he has a labral tear in his right shoulder, and it will likely require season-ending surgery. Rookie Geno Smith getting the call in New York at quarterback, and he's looking forward to the challenge of a Patriot defense.
Yes, I embrace the challenge, and I know Coach Belichick is one of the masterminds in this league. A ton of respect for him and his team. I expect everything, every single look, and I will appreciate it because it'll help me out in the future.
Another note from the NFL: Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh appealing his fine by the league. Suh was fined $100,000 for a low block to the legs of Minnesota center John Sullivan after an interception on Sunday. It is the fifth time that Suh has faced a financial fine for a flagrant foul in his 4 years in the NFL. 5 SEC football players reportedly received improper benefits from multiple NFL agents and financial advisors before the end of their college careers, according to Yahoo Sports. says the benefits were funneled through former Alabama defensive end Luther Davis to Alabama's DJ Fluker, Tennessee's Tyler Bray, Maurice Couch, and Mississippi State's Fletcher Cox and Chad Bumpus. Davis is alleged to have acted as an intermediary between the agents and advisors and those five players. College football weekend kicking off on Thursday night with TCU taking on Texas Tech. Now to Major League Baseball, Milwaukee Brewers again had a terrific starting performance at Busch Stadium. On Tuesday night, Willie Peralta took a no-hitter into the sixth inning, but the Brewers lost 4-2. And on Wednesday night, it was Marco Estrada taking a no-hitter into the sixth inning. He gave up a run and got into trouble in the seventh, gave way to Brandon Kinsler, who got out of the jam. But in the eighth, the game tied at one. Kinsler and Michael Gonzalez coughed up a four-run Cardinal rally. Matt Adams with a big two-run home run off Gonzalez. Manager Ron Renicki getting a little tired about his bullpen blowing up.
It's frustrating any time. I'm frustrated. I am. I'm tired of getting leads and just giving it away. And I'm not saying in every game that we make errors or something like that, but we've got to start making the plays when we need to make the plays.
Gonzalez in particular has struggled. His ERA over 8 in his last half dozen outings.
Besides it being embarrassing and discouraging and, you know, the veteran guy, I'm supposed to go out there and get it done. You know, I'm supposed to show these young guys how to do it, and it's been the other way around lately, man. And, you know, I guess, the toughest part is these guys going out there and throwing the ball so well all year, and I go out there and, you know, Ken's expecting me to come in and get something done and give up his run. That's the hard part right now.
Brewers tally in the second inning, an unearned run on a Carlos Gomez score off an error. They'll send Tyler Thornburg to the hill against Joe Kelly in the series finale at Busch Stadium on Thursday night. Elsewhere in the National League, the Pittsburgh Pirates stay a game back of St. Louis with a 7-5 victory over the Texas Rangers, completing a three-game sweep in Arlington. Cincinnati over the Cubs, 6-0. Mike Leake and four relievers combined on a six-hitter. Jack Hanahan with a three-run home run. San Francisco beat Colorado 4-3. Brandon Belt with a go-ahead RBI single in the eighth. Phillies over the Padres 4-2. Marlins beat Atlanta 5-2. Jose Fernandez went seven innings, allowing a run, helped himself with a solo home run. Nationals shut out the Mets 3-0. Dan Heron worked six innings, allowing only a hit. And the Diamondbacks got a 4-for-5 night from Paul Goldschmidt, beating the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-1. In the American League, still a really tight race for the wild card spots. Texas losing to Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay falling to Boston 7-3 in 10 innings. Mike Karp, a pinch hit grand slam home run in the top of the 10th. While the Rays and Rangers still hold the wild card spots, teams nipping at their heels, like the Yankees, now only a game back. They beat Baltimore 5-4, hitting three solo home runs. Orioles a game and a half out, as is Cleveland. Kansas City beat the Indians 6-2, scoring three runs in the first. The Royals are only two games out of the wild card chase. The Angels get by Toronto 5-4. Tigers shade the White Sox 1-0. Anibal Sanchez and three relievers combined on the five-hitter. Oakland destroyed Minnesota, scored 10 runs in one inning on their way to an 18-3 victory. Houston beating Seattle by a score of 6-1. Third stop on the FedEx Cup playoff chase in pro golf starts outside Chicago. The BMW Championship is teeing off on Thursday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.